This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good whatever. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf.
Wow.
What a week. Started out with the craziness from the NBA free agency frenzy that happened. It all came to a crazy, crazy night on Saturday in Los Angeles, California, where there was an earthquake. Felt in three different places, California, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. And bam, Kawhi Leonard decides to go to the Los Angeles Clippers as well. So what a crazy, crazy start to the week. And then you have obviously, the boys of summer getting ready to play in the midseason classic with the All-Star break happening. You have Wimbledon going on and some amazing stories there, man. This Coco Gauff, Corey Coco Gauff, the youngest girl to win a match there since 1991, I believe, when Jennifer Capriati did it back in the day. So amazing stuff with her. She's been really the talk of the whole tournament so far. There's a couple other things that are happening, like Andy Murray and Serena teaming up to play doubles together. Pretty cool stuff there. And then you had what I guess would be the big show between Rafael Nadal and Nick Kyrgios. And Nick Kyrgios is just one of those guys, man, that ultimately he's a personality. He's a character. But at times he can really play a mean game of tennis too. So the guy's got skills, the guy's got a lot of talent, but he just can't keep his head on his shoulders straight. And he and Rafa don't seem to necessarily like each other that much. So it made for a pretty good match there too. So that's kind of the gist of what happened in week one at Wimbledon. And then obviously big time stuff with the World Cup and those ladies. Holy cow, man. Unbelievable. What a team. How fantastic are they? The consecutive World Cups now. Megan Rapinoe, she's a star among stars. These women are absolutely fantastic. That's all I can say. They're absolutely fantastic. They deserve all the glory, all the praise. It's amazing. I'm just getting started if you can't tell. Hang tight. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code RICK. That's right, RICK. Go to NULeafNaturals.com, promo code RICK.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Hey guys, losing your hair sucks, and I should know, I've lost mine. And two out of three guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. Well, it might be too late for me, but it's not too late for you. Now there's Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair you have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. For 5 minutes now and starting at just 10 bucks a month, you'll never have to worry about your hair loss again. So you just sign up, it takes less than 5 minutes, answer a few simple questions, snap a couple photos, and you complete your online doctor consultation. A licensed physician will review your info. They'll recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. Keeps offers generic versions of the only two FDA-approved hair loss products that are out there, and Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you want to do is wait to see a doctor. For a limited time, you receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/golf. That's KEEPS.com/golf. Do it today. Keeps.com/golf.
Morgan. Alex Morgan! Is it going to be 13? It is. An emphatic victory for the USA. They win by 13 goals to nil.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf with the Weekend Recap, and it is Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too, if you like. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, yeah, man, those ladies were absolutely fantastic. They did not trail throughout the whole World Cup. They've won 12 straight games. They've won consecutive World Cups. I mean, what more can you say about how fantastic they are? And Megan Rapinoe was just one of those pieces. Lavelle was fantastic. The whole cast of women were fantastic. What an amazing accomplishment. And where I want to go with this is a couple of directions, because I think there's a great storyline with this for young ladies, young boys, whatever. It makes no difference, to be quite honest with you. But when you think about soccer and how big it is throughout the world, and really how not so big it is in the United States. But now you're seeing maybe a culture change. You're seeing women go out there and dominate this sport where the men are not dominating the sport. The men struggle to make the World Cup. The men struggle to be competitive. And the women flat out are just freaking awesome, man. They just go out there and they play a really fun brand of soccer. I'm not a huge soccer guy. But I'll tell you what. I can watch those women play soccer. Because it's aggressive. It's fast-paced. And it's honestly, it's very exciting. The men, it's different. They kind of just play this control game, and you get your – every now and again, you get an opportunity to score. And you're really, really hoping for corner kicks. Whereas the women, there's some fast breaks. There's some great passing and some great shooting. I've really, really found myself to enjoy watching women's soccer more so than men's soccer. And where I'm going to go with this is the direction of how it makes people maybe want to start playing a game like that. When you can believe that you can be the best at something. And it doesn't happen overnight. It happens with hard work and dedication. And these women have said how hard they've worked at it. There's another woman that's worked pretty hard at something to be very special. And that's none other than Corey Coco Gauff, who is making some serious, serious name for herself at Wimbledon. Has a date with Simona Halep. Going to be a tough one. Absolutely going to be a tough one. Who's got more pressure on him, though? Simona Halep, if you ask me. But if you think about what the U.S. women's soccer team has been able to accomplish, and then you think about what Corey's been able to accomplish at her young, young age of 15 in 100-some-odd days, and the magical run that she's had, and the ability to showcase her talents for the whole world to see. It's the same thing that those women on the soccer field got the opportunity to do. And they both shined. And they have shined. And the women have shined for, you know, quite a while now playing soccer. Corey's just coming onto the scene. She's 15, for crying out loud. And I guess where I'm putting these two together is the fact that you have to have dreams. You have to dream big to make big things happen. And Corey Gauff heard for a long time from a young age from her dad, you can be the best in the world at this game. They always knew that she was going to be a good player. They knew that. They knew that she was going to burst onto the scene. But they had no clue that she was going to burst onto the scene at 15. Not many can handle the pressure. Not many can handle the notoriety, the fame, the fortune. I am just absolutely blown away at the way that this young lady holds herself together. Not only on the court, but off the court. I'm also amazed at how the women and the soccer team carry themselves on the field and off the field. They talk the talk and then they walk the walk. They say they're the best and then they go out there and they dominate. Corey doesn't do that. Corey just goes out there. She's quiet. She's composed. She handles her business. Both of these things are absolutely incredible, and they're very special for young kids to go out and see and witness. Again, it's about dreaming big. It's about having that hope and that desire and that determination to be the best at something. And I'll tell you what, Corey's not the best yet. But maybe, just maybe, if she continues on this path, she will be the best. Time is going to tell. We all know that. Time is going to tell. But for now, she is what I would call an American women's tennis phenom, a sensation. And the women's soccer team is also a phenom and a sensation. And inspiring to young kids, hopefully inspiring to young kids. Both of these great occurrences that have happened here over the past week or so. Well, hopefully these are really inspiring things for young kids to maybe instead of picking up a basketball and picking up a baseball and picking up a football, maybe go pick up a tennis racket. Maybe go pick up a soccer ball. you know, tennis, you do not need somebody to go play with, man. You can go hit that ball against the wall. Soccer, you can go kick that ball into a net. There's something about these sports that makes you understand that you can be the best by pushing yourself. Yeah, one's a team sport and one's not. But at the end of the day, on that soccer field, you have a bunch of individuals coming together as a team. On the tennis court, you're an individual, and you have to come up with everything on your own, man. And I just think that the two are similar in the sense of these are women doing some seriously great things in their sports. And if that doesn't inspire young kids, whether it's boys, whether it's girls, you should absolutely be inspired by these kinds of efforts from these people, because you don't see this stuff happen every single day. So I am just flat out amazed at what the women's soccer team has done and what Corey Coco Gauff has been able to do at Wimbledon, and it's still going. We'll find out if her dream can continue on Monday when she plays Simona Halep. Anyways, I do hear the music behind me, so I'm going to take a pause for the calls. You can always get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, I'm going to take a pause for the calls. I'll come back, get you some baseball scores and some other things that are going on in the sports world. So keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, it is the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Don't put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. but the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Infield back with the exception of the third baseman, Bryant. And there's a line drive deep to right field. Ring your bell, Mr. All-Star. 1 week from tonight, he'll be in the Home Run Derby. Little preview for you. How do you like the 23rd home run of the year for number 55, Josh Bell? A fly ball to right field. Ring your bell again. Josh Bell has homered twice. That's hammered to right center field. And it's gone! Three homers for the All-Star Josh Bell. What a night!
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf hanging out with you here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Josh Bell, pretty solid player for the Pirates. That's all I can say, man. Dude can hit the ball, and guy can play some baseball. So congrats to him, obviously, on the All-Star break, the All-Star game, and, you know, a little preview for you just to maybe what's to come in, for him in the All-Star break home run derby. But get at me, people. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Want to run through some scores for you in baseball. Blue Jays on top of the Orioles, 6-1. Red Sox beating the Tigers, 6-3. Yankees go down to the Rays, 2-1. Phillies beat the Mets, 8-3. Indians hammer the Reds, 11-1. Marlins go down to the Braves, 4-3. Nationals on top of the Royals, 5-2. Brew Crew go down to the Pirates, 6-5 in that one. The Angels, this was a wild game, by the way. Angels and Astros, 11-10. The Astros get it done in 10 innings. Crazy game there. That was flat out wild. Cubs lose to the White Sox, 3-1. Rangers, 4-1 over the Twins. Cardinals lose to the Giants, 1-0. Rockies go down to the D-backs, 5-3. They get the sweep over them. So impressive from the D-backs right before the All-Star break, keeping things together right around 500 or at 500. Padres, 5-3 over the Dodgers. Athletics, 7-4. And those are your baseball scores over the Mariners. Athletics win 7-4. Get you some standings in Major League Baseball right now. I've been saying it for a while. I truly think we're on a collision course for the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees to be playing in the World Series. I do think there will be some resistance along the way. Don't get me wrong. Houston may have something to say about that. I don't trust Minnesota. They're starting to fall apart a little bit here toward the end of the break here. They had a double-digit lead not too long ago, down to 5.5 at the All-Star break over the Cleveland Indians. So, and the Indians have great pitching, so we'll see if they can put things together. So I don't think it's going to be easy necessarily for the New York Yankees, but I love the New York Yankees getting out of the American League this year, and I don't exactly know what's going on with the Boston Red Sox. They're struggling a little bit. They're 8 games over 500, 9 games back of the Yankees. And, again, it seems like the Yankees are one of, if not the best teams in all of baseball. And I said it before the year, there's just something about it. I feel like it's the Yankees' year. In the National League, you have the Atlanta Braves on top of the East. Oh, and by the way, Minnesota, like I said, a 5.5 game lead there, but Houston with a 7.5 game lead over the Athletics in the West. So Yankees, Minnesota, Houston, those are your front runners in all the American League divisions. National League-wise, Atlanta Braves on top there. They're 17 games over 500 now, kind of quietly, but they're over 17 games over 500 and a 6-game lead over the Nationals, 5.5 game lead over the Phillies. Or 6.5 game lead over the Phillies, I should say. But interesting that the Phillies are struggling a little bit. Obviously made that, huge move to get Bryce Harper. And right now, and speaking of that, Bryce Harper, I don't even think the guy's an all-star. So wild when you think about the amount of money that they spent on that dude, and he's not even an all-star. Chicago Cubs right now with a half a game lead over the Milwaukee Brewers. The St. Louis Cardinals, two games back there. Pirates, 2.5. And then the Reds, 4.5 back. So this is your great race as far as it being close. I don't think that any of these teams are all that spectacular. I do think it's going to provide a lot of really, really fun times for baseball fans in Chicago, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati, because nobody's going to be out of this division. And if you really think about something crazy, the Chicago Cubs at plus 55 on top of the division, the Cincinnati Reds at plus 27 and at the bottom of the division, Milwaukee minus 17, St. Louis plus 2, and Pittsburgh minus 36. So I guess what I'm trying to say to you is sometimes numbers can lie. Sometimes numbers tell you things that you want to see. Sometimes numbers tell you things you don't want to see. And sometimes numbers just lie to you. Like, what's going on with the Brewers? What's going on with the Brewers is this. They lost the other day, like, 12-2. So right there is a 10-run differential. When they win, I think they win a lot of close ball games. So with that being said, watch and see how that number changes throughout the second half for a lot of teams. And that's your run differential number. But as far as that division goes, it makes no sense. How are the Brewers a half a game out when they're minus 17? And how are the Reds 4.5 back when they're plus 27? When they win big, they win big. When they lose, they lose. And when the Brewers lose, they lose big. When they win, they kind of win tight. So I hope that makes sense to you, and I hope that I explain that to you if you are the listener and trying to understand what I'm talking about with the run differential. Like, for instance, check this one out. It's mind-boggling. The L.A. Dodgers, plus 129. Yeah, plus 129. And for the most part, they dominate, they crush people. And the Yankees, just to give you a comparison, the other top teams, the Yankees, plus 113. The Minnesota Twins, plus 116, and then the Houston Astros at plus 91. So those are your teams, man. Like, they're dominating because they score a lot of runs. They don't necessarily give up a lot of runs, and if they do, it's going to be a fluke. But the National League West, Dodgers, 13.5 game lead over, yes, the Arizona Diamondbacks, for crying out loud, who are one game over 500 at the break, 46-45. And kudos to Torrey Lavella, to be quite honest with you, man. That guy does more with less than probably anybody in Major League Baseball. They don't really have that great of a baseball team. And now we're coming up to the All-Star break. And there was something I was really excited about, and it's unfortunate that Christian Yelich hurt himself and his back is bad, so he won't be able to participate in the Home Run Derby, which I thought was fantastic on that guy's part. Really thought it was fantastic on that guy's part, because he's one of the greats in the game, and he wanted to give back, man. He wanted to get out there and be there for the fans, and he wanted to hit home runs on a night where he could have taken off. I think that's pretty cool. Unfortunately, guy's injured. He's not going to be hitting home runs. He won't even be in the Derby. He will play in the game, though. So, I mean, think about it like that. You got to play in the game. You have to. The other stuff is just extracurricular. Doesn't have to be done. But really a good gesture on his part to want to play and want to be out there for the fans. I think that's something that people need to take away. And guys in other sports should take that away, too. All right. So looking ahead, what do I think is going to happen? I think the Yankees are going to continue running the East. I think that they're a really good baseball team. I don't know if the Red Sox ever really figure things out. I just don't know. I think, you know, they're pretty far behind the Yankees at 9 games. I know a lot can change if the Yankees go on a downward trend. I get it. But I just feel like they're on a mission. The Rays, they're starting to come to earth a little bit, and they're starting to fall down a little bit. If I'm the Minnesota Twins, I'm seriously doing my very best not to look in the rearview mirror. That's about the only thing that's going to haunt these guys for the rest of the season. And as long as they have a little bit of a lead over the Cleveland Indians, who are looking straight ahead, like they're looking at you right now from behind Minnesota, and they keep getting a little bit closer to you. So Minnesota, if you ask me, they had a great season or a great first half of the season. Will it be all for naught in the second half? That's my real question about them. The Astros, I don't think anybody's going to be able to push them. Will the Oakland Athletics make the playoffs? That'll be the question. Will they battle with Cleveland or Minnesota and then Boston or Tampa Bay, whoever winds up getting in that wild card race? As far as the National League goes, I expect the Atlanta Braves to continue playing really good baseball. That's just a solid baseball team. So I look at them and I think they're pretty solid. I think they'll continue to play. I think that the Central is honestly up for grabs like crazy, man. I don't know who's going to be leading from one day to the next. And then when it comes to the National League West, I mean, come on, it's a joke. The Dodgers are pulling that thing out. It's not even going to be close. They could wind up winning that thing by 20 games or so. All right, I got to take a pause for the cause. I'm going to do that. I'll continue rapping about the sports world when I get back on the other side. A little NBA free agency and how the landscape of the NBA looks right now. So keep it close, everybody. Andy Dorf, weekend recap style right here on the Sports Overnight America program.
Swings and lifts one in the air to deep center field. And going back is Acuna reaching up. Can't get it off the top of the wall and gone. And there's the first hit of the series for Christian Yelich, his 19th bomb of the year.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
My advice to you is start drinking heavily.
Losing hair sucks. And 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. So if you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. For a limited time, receive your first month of treatment for free. Go to keeps.com/speed. That's KEEPS.com/speed.
You know, we all have those home projects we'd like to get to now that summer is here, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects, so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can go in and read customer reviews, see how everybody did, request quotes, how much is it, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app today.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Here's the step back. Yes, again. Kawhi Leonard from downtown. Here's Leonard for three. Yes. Kawhi Leonard.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Because he's a bum.
All right, people. Welcome back in. It is the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, it is Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk if you'd like. If you'd like to just listen, I'm down with that, too. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And, man, oh, man, Kawhi Leonard, for a guy that's pretty quiet, wow, he's a heck of a deal maker. He's a heck of a recruiter. And in my heart of all hearts, I cannot figure out why in the hell Kevin Durant said no to Kawhi. I mean, Kawhi has shown you that he can win championships. Kawhi has shown you that he can be a leader. Kawhi has shown you that he's a fierce competitor. And KD decides, look, man, I'm going to Brooklyn. I'm going to New York. I'm not going to the Big Apple. I'm going to the Big Apple, but I'm not going to play for the Knickerbockers. I'm going to the Big Apple to play for the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, people. And I'm going to tell you one thing. To me, that's the reason why Kevin Durant will never win another title. He chose to team up with Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan. I'm sorry, man, but I don't see that being a winning formula. I just don't see that being a winning formula. And I want to get into this LA situation. From the Clippers to the Lakers. It goes along the same lines of the New York Knickerbockers getting beat out by the Brooklyn Nets. The Los Angeles Lakers got beat out by the LA Clippers, people. Again, I can't make this stuff up. Kawhi Leonard chose to go to the L.A. Clippers and not to go to the L.A. Lakers. Let that stuff sink in and marinate in your brain for a moment. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving chose to go to the Brooklyn Nets and not the New York Knickerbockers. Let that marinate and resonate in the brain, too. Here's what I'm thinking. First and foremost, the players have way too much damn control. We already know that. But second of all, they don't care about history. They don't care about tradition. They don't care about anything besides getting paid. And if you want to tell yourself something else, you're kidding yourself or you're lying to yourself. It is all about the dollar bills, all. That's it. They don't care where they go make that money. They don't care what their traditions are. They don't care, man. They don't care. What they do care about is they care about buddying up with their pals and going to play in places that would not be relevant if they weren't there. And I guess that's what's attracting and appealing to them. I get it. Because the Clippers have always been the little sister of the LA Lakers. We all know that. Or the little brother, however you want to put it. And the New York Knickerbockers have always been the big brother or the big sister to the Brooklyn Nets. But now all of a sudden, because they went out there and they spent that money, they're now looking at those other two squads, or their fans are looking at those other two squads, and they're looking at their squad and they're going, damn, we just made something happen. And it was us and not them. It's got to be really, really, really tough for New York Knicks fans. Got to be extremely tough for Laker fans to know that they lost out to those two teams. It's crazy, man. And the landscape of the NBA is absolutely changed. Holy, you know what? The best thing I like about what happened is that now the balance of power isn't all in one or two places. There's a lot of quality throughout the league, man. The Utah Jazz are no joke all of a sudden. The Milwaukee Bucks are still really good. People are high on Philadelphia. I'm not quite as high on Philadelphia for some reason. I still like the Bucks. And yes, I am from the great state of Wisconsin. Don't get me wrong. And I love my Packers, Brewers, Bucks. Believe me, I love them. But I'm also really objective. And truth of the matter is they did some things as well. They didn't go out and make those huge splat, like the huge dollar. It's like what they did last year. They brought Brooke Lopez in. And I said it before the season. That might be the best offseason signing. That might be the best free agency signing of all of them. And for the most part, man, it really was. They didn't get the chip. I know, I get it. They didn't get the chip. But at the end of the day, they were a really good team, and they were the best all season long. Pick up Wesley Matthews, bring him Brooks' brother Robin, bring back George Hill. They lose Brogdon. You get Middleton. You got Bledsoe. You got, obviously, Giannis. They're still, in my humble opinion, they should be the front runner in the Eastern Conference. But everybody's all over Philadelphia. Al Horford, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, who can't shoot from outside of 5 feet. Joel Embiid can't stay healthy. Al Horford took a little bit of a step back, if you ask me, this season. And Tobias Harris just got paid some serious coin. No more J.J. Redick. They lost a little bit of their spacing. I'm not as huge on the Sixers as a lot of teams are, or as a lot of analysts are, I should say. But they're going to be good. Boston's going to be okay. Brooklyn, we know they're going to be okay, but no KD. Like all what this did, in my humble opinion, what this did is it made several teams contenders now. And to me, that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it really good. Indiana, don't sleep on Indiana either. It's a better basketball team. They got better for sure. Looking at the West, man, there's like we've been saying this for a while. There's like no off nights in the Western Conference. There's really no off nights in the Western Conference, man. The Utah Jazz may have one of the best, if not the best, backcourt in the league now. Mike Conley was a great pickup for them. Great pickup. And we know about Donovan Mitchell. Dude can flat out ball. Portland's going to be tough again. Dame Dollar got paid. $196 million for that dude. 4-year extension. If I know my math, that's $49 million a year. Unreal. Oklahoma City, man, let's talk a little bit about that. Because not only did Kawhi Leonard go to the LA Clippers, he brought Paul George. When I was talking earlier and I said, look, Kevin Durant decided not to go with him, and I don't know what in the hell he was thinking, but the guy that did decide to go with him was Paul George. And how in the hell did they pull that off? I mean, wow. they got Paul George. I'm talking about the Clippers. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard for Gilchrist and Gallinari. I mean, I'm sorry, but what the hell just happened there? That is an amazing deal for the LA Clippers. And I know they gave up a bunch of draft picks, but that doesn't matter, man. Time is now. And for the next 4 or 5 years, they're going to be really good. Doesn't make a difference. I feel terrible for Russell Westbrook. Feel terrible for that dude. He sold out for not one, but two guys to stick around in Oklahoma City. And now he wants the hell out of there too. And you know what? I don't blame him. What are some possible landing spots? Maybe Miami, maybe Houston. That's going to be tough there, though. And I don't necessarily know if I like that. But James Harden and him did play together before. And they were pretty damn good, if I remember correctly, when they were at Oklahoma City. Dallas is going to be interesting. New Orleans isn't that bad either, man. I know they did a bunch of different things and got rid of AD. He went to the Lakers. But New Orleans ain't bad either. Golden State, people are down on them, but I'll tell you what, when you don't think that highly of them, that's when you better be worried about them. And Utah is like too deep at every position now. And Greg Popovich always seems to have the Spurs ready to go. So, holy cow, man. Like, you have to sit here and, like, take a deep breath. You have to digest all this stuff that just happened in NBA free agency, which, by the way, over $2 billion in contracts. Let that marinate and resonate in the brain a little bit, too. Over $2 billion in contracts. It's unreal, man. Don't tell me that guys aren't chasing the money. Don't tell me that money isn't driving these dudes. It drives all of us. Don't get me wrong. I get that. It drives us all. But the numbers are outrageous. When you're paying guys 40 some odd million dollars a year, it to me, that's insane. It's crazy stuff. It's absolutely crazy stuff. So if you want to talk at me, you can always get at me. We know the ways to do it. Phone number is 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. But man, oh man, it's been a crazy, crazy offseason in the NBA. And the Vegas League, the summer league that's going on in Vegas – oof. Think about all the stars that have been out there, man. You see LeBron there. You see AD there. You see all the big cats there, man. They're all there. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break for the final time, so I'm going to do that. When I come back, I do what I always do. Give you my parting shot and wrap things up like I always do. So keep it close, everybody. One final segment. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. That I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thanks.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorn.
All right, real quickly, folks, welcome back in. If you didn't know, that was the famous Lou Gehrig's speech from 80 years, I believe, is the 80-year anniversary of the New York Yankees' great Lou Gehrig's famous retirement speech. So that was it, man. Pretty special stuff. That was, in case you didn't know, obviously, the 4th of July. So pretty cool stuff there. Thank you for that, Scott. Pretty cool. Very special. And absolutely happy 4th of July weekend, everybody. Now it's time to get back to reality. And speaking of reality, I always like to leave you with the parting shot. Before I do that, always got to check me out on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so here's what I'm going to tell you, man. Think big. Dream big, because you never know what can happen. I mean, look at what's going on for the USA women's soccer team. Just incredible. Just amazing. You don't see that happen, man. I'm sorry, but it is a unique group of ladies, special. They played an unbelievable brand of soccer. They deserve to win the World Cup, and they do something that's only been done twice, winning consecutively. They've won 12 games in a row. They never trailed throughout the whole thing. Just complete domination by them. And then the other thing I want to leave you with is Corey Coco Gauff. I don't care if she wins or loses against Simona Halep in the round of 16 at Wimbledon. She has come. She has arrived. She's on the scene. Look out for her, people, because she's also a dreamer and somebody that thinks real big. And Man, oh man, it's really cool to see her, the way that she's progressed and the way that she's playing at Wimbledon. So kudos to Corey Coco Gauff and to Scott, always giving me great clips. Appreciate you, my friend. Till next week, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. You've been hanging out with me on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Peace, everybody.
Morgan. Alex Morgan!
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening around the country on Sirius XM, Channel 211. Dan Patrick Radio and Canada too, and on terrestrial radio all around the country as well, including KSHP 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas. They're still being held hostage, being marched out to the buffet each and every day, then past the World Series of Poker, which is ongoing right now, and then back to the radio station where we lock them up in detention centers. We've got the American Forces Radio Network. American Forces Radio Network, serving all the guys and girls that are in the armed forces around the world, giving them a little taste of home, hopefully for the ones that can't get home each and every evening. It ain't a 9-to-5 job, as we're well aware of. For those of you out there and you prefer online, you know all the platforms, various different ways you can go about getting the show. And of course, if you want to contribute, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71, at SportsByline USA. So we've got a big show out in front of us today. Men's and women's soccer was played yesterday, and I should put it the other way around. Women's and men's soccer was played yesterday. One up, one down, and we're going to discuss it in the first segment, get into it a little bit. We also have Major League Baseball hitting its break at All-Star time. We'll talk a little bit about that, trends, who's going to keep their leads, who's going to give it back, and all that kind of fun stuff. We'll take a little trip to Casablanca and talk about the weather on the beach, which ain't such a bad thing as well either. And then, of course, dive into the NBA as decisions were made and tidal waves have gone through the association as the balance of power certainly is more balanced these days. Like I said, for those of you who listen on a regular basis, American Forces Radio Network, near and dear to our heart. So if you're out there and you see somebody in a uni, just thank them. You know, thank them for their service. Thank them for whatever. Buy them a cup of coffee. Buy them lunch if you can do it for them. And if not, just, you know, thank them and be on your way, because they run towards it while we move away from it. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, men's soccer, women's soccer. Yeah, the women are better than the men. There ain't no doubt. We'll be back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Losing hair sucks, and 2 out of 3 guys will experience hair loss by the time they're 35. I'm part of that 2 out of 3. I'm glad I found Keeps, the easiest and most affordable way to keep the hair that you already have. These FDA-approved products used to cost so much, but now, thanks to Keeps, they're finally inexpensive and easy to obtain. How easy? All it takes is a 5-minute sign-up. You have to answer a few simple questions and snap some photos to complete your online doctor consultation. And fear not, the licensed physician will review your information online and recommend the right treatment for you, and then it's shipped right to your door every 3 months. And Keeps treatments are up to 90% effective at reducing and stopping further hair loss. And did I mention? Starts at only $10 a month. If you suffer from hair loss, the last thing you need to do is wait to see a doctor and to hide under hats. With Keeps, there's finally a way to get the help you need when you need it. And for a limited time, receive your first month of Keeps free by going to keeps.com/fish. That's KEEPS.com/fish.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black, Cuddy, you, women's soccer. Women's soccer over Lyon, France. They made a statement. It was a very nice afternoon. Well, I guess it was afternoon. Yeah, it was evening over there. Early evening, although. Rapinoe and Lavelle scoring, and it led the U.S. women's national team past the Netherlands 2-0. In a tournament that was interesting in many ways, Rapinoe got the golden boot as the tournament's top scorer and golden ball as its top player. Also, many political statements coming out of her, and Alex Morgan won the silver boot. Still to be determined whether or not they get an invite to the White House. Rapinoe has been very adamant about not going to the White House, and she drew the politics into it and the ire of many U.S. national fans. But this is a generation, she and Morgan, that are moving on. I mean, they're going to probably not be on the team in 2023. Maybe Morgan is. She turned 30 during the tournament, but Rapinoe will be gone. You know, Rose Lavelle will be on the team and is evolving into a world-class player. And at the end, there was a chant of equal pay from the crowd. And this is something where pre-tournament, the U.S. women's team sued the Women's Soccer Federation to get equal pay of the men. And it's based on the way they do the World Cup It's based on a percentage of per round. Each player gets X amount of dollars, and then there's a pool of money that gets put out there. And as they advance through into the knockout round, and basically it comes out to, if you go all the way and you win, it's approximately $200,000 to $250,000 for the women. Whereas the men, if they go through the World Cup, and we won't be discussing that today because there wasn't a World Cup, they end up with $1 million per winning person on the roster. So it is quite a disparity, but I will say this. The only sport that has equal pay when it comes to it is Wimbledon. And I think the U.S. Open might have it, but I know Wimbledon does for sure. The women draw the same as the men at Wimbledon, and in my eye are therefore deserving of equal pay. I watched a lot of the Women's World Cup, a lot of it. There were a lot of empty seats all the way through, up until the semis, where the U.S. was going up against France, and it was sold out, and Netherlands were playing their semi-final match, and it was not sold out. They got to the final. Yeah, the final was sold out. But if you're going to, and I understand that attendance at these things are not really necessarily the thing that moves the needle. It's more the television money. But if you're not going to put fannies in the seats, it's tough to justify equal pay. It's simple as that. Now, this lawsuit may stand up in court. And if it does stand up in court, the relevance is going to be the precedent being set, and all women in all sports can demand equal pay as the men. So in other words, WNBA can go for it. Golf can go for it. And it'll be a mess. A mess. Because you're talking about, particularly in golf, where each tournament is sponsored, there's only a certain amount of money in the prize pool. And if they can get Mary Kay or John Deere or Starbucks or whoever to sponsor and put up equal prize money as the men in golf, well, then so be it. But you're going to be hard-pressed to find sponsors that are willing to put up the same amount of money that they do for the men's tournaments, because the women's, frankly, don't draw. They don't draw on television. They don't draw on the golf course. So what they may end up doing here is torpedoing their own leagues by demanding equal pay in all sports, which they haven't crossed that bridge yet. But I know in soccer they're trying. And if a judge decides, and their lawyers are very good at picking judges who are going to lean in that direction, and decide to rule in favor of equal pay, let's see where the money goes, because there's going to be a whole lot of sponsors that pull out. But for one day, congratulations to the women's team. The politics aside, which, you know, frankly, I don't care whether or not Megan Rapoport goes to the White House or not. I find her obnoxious. But that's just my personal opinion. We'll see whether or not the rest of her team back her up, because if the invite comes, then they're going to have to decide as a group whether or not they go or not. As far as the men's team goes, men's team disappointed yet again. They went back to the Copa Cup and got defeated by the Mexico team and 1-0 in what was a very well-played game. However, as Geraldo Tata Martino said, the coach of Mexico, they're going to improve. Jonathan Dos Santos was the best player on the field, and I watched it last night before I crashed out. You could tell that they were good. And Pizarro, and I misspoke there, he scored the goal, but Pizarro was the best player. You know what the difference is? There's not enough foot speed. I noticed they were being beat to the spot by the Mexican team. And they'll get there eventually. They'll get there eventually. But, you know, you look at some of the older players. You look at Morris. You look at Bradley. They're just not, they just were not quick enough on the team. And they seem worn out. There's positives. Josie Altidore is still a very solid player. Pusilic is world class, obviously. The midfielders were lacking, I mean, in a big way. And there were wasted chances in the first half, and they couldn't finish. And what ended up happening was Mexico, particularly in the second half, took advantage of it, and they just outplayed them. The goalie is solid, Zach Steffen. He's been there now for a few years. You know, like I said, Michael Bradley was a step slow. Jordan Morris was a step slow. Pulisic is just there. I mean, he's completely dangerous, and he's the best player on the pitch, particularly in this region of the world. But, you know, when your player ratings are 4 and 5 rather than 7 through 10, you're going to lose. And that's exactly what happened with the U.S. men's team. They got some work to do. I mean, the manager, Berhalter, is on the right path. He's on the right path. They're training. You can see they're trying to reach down to the younger players. But he didn't particularly manage this game very well. They got a lot right. They were attacking. They were aggressive. But Mexico was beating them to the ball. And they didn't seem to make any real second half adjustments. And the players that he put in, this is concerning if you follow U.S. men's soccer. It seems as if the depth on the national team isn't quite there yet. So when they made substitutions, there was a real drop-off in talent. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this little segment. I'm grabbing a cup of coffee. When we come back, Major League Baseball hits its break. Opinions will be pronounced right here in the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Missy!
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to The Attack. A couple of headlines. Jonathan Lucroy gets carted off after a collision at the plate. They gave him a CT scan, possible concussion, fractured nose. They've made the adjustments in the rules, but there are collisions at home plate every once in a while, and it's being a catcher is a tough job, man. Tough job. And Mariznick tried to score on a sacrifice fly by George Springer. Lucroy went to his back, didn't move, had a bloody nose. You know, it's a tough job, man. And along those lines, Francisco Cervelli, the ex-Yankee catcher who's been catching for the Pirates, said he is done catching. He said his sixth known concussion. He said, this time it's different. I can't live like this. He's 33 years old. The juice seems to have gone out of the bat, but he's been a valuable player for Pittsburgh since the Yankees moved him over there. He's taken grounders at third base, other infield positions. It's rough. Again, they didn't used to document this stuff in Major League Baseball. Now they do. They're very concussion conscious in all sports. And being a catcher is a very rough thing. And, I mean, not to compare, but I remember when I was a kid in Little League, and it stuck with me always. I was a catcher. I had a strong arm. And I got a backlash off the bat of a team that we were playing with. Guy swung at the ball and whipped his bat back. I had dropped the ball, leaned forward, and I got clocked right on the head. And it knocked me out. You know what happens. Those guys take a whole bunch of abuse. And I don't know that there's anything in the sport that can be done at this point in time. But, it's not good. It's not good. It's you feel bad for these guys. Lucroy will be all right. But again, it's risk. How much reward? Well, the reward is a hell of a lot of money, but the risk is pretty intense. So we'll see. Now, Major League Baseball has hit the All-Star break. Home Run Derby awaits us. Christian Yelich bailed out with a bad back. The star, or at least the major name in there, is going to be Pete Alonso, who hit the All-Star break with 30 home runs and with 69 or 70 RBIs. We'll get into that stats a little bit. But looking around the major league, there's some comfortable margins in Major League Baseball. Yanks are up 6.5 over Tampa, 9 over Boston. And Boston, although their run differential is pretty significant, they dug themselves a very, very big hole. And their starting pitching, both with David Price and Chris Sale, has been inconsistent. And they've paid the price for it. I mean, when you look at the overall records, Yankees are 57-31. Tampa Bay is hanging in there at 52-39. And the Red Sox, although playing solid baseball, are 49-41. You know, they're going to have to fire to get there as the second wild card team. Now, it's pretty competitive when it comes down to that, because they're in the mix with a bunch of other teams. Minnesota has a nice lead over Cleveland, 5.5. Whether or not they're able to hold on remains to be seen. They score a ton of runs out in Minneapolis. And Cleveland's run differential is not significant. It's plus 27. Minnesota's run differential is 116, best in the major leagues. And, no, I'm sorry, second best. Dodgers are the best. And in Houston, who has done a very good job of trading pieces away that got them to their world championship and still maintained the competitive level, have a decent enough lead over the Oakland A's, 7.5 games and 9 over Texas. But nobody's really out of it in that division yet, except for the Seattle Mariners, who after starting off well in Japan, they should have stayed in Japan. But Houston scores a ton of runs. Pitching not quite as good as it was last year. And Oakland is scrappy. They're a good team. Best hope for Oakland and Texas, wild card. When you look at all the teams in the American League, they're all grouped within a couple of games of one another. Tampa, they got a half-game lead over Cleveland, so if both the wild cards were established today, they'd be in. Oakland's a game and a half back. Boston's 2 back, and Texas is 3 back. Angels are still hanging around, but they're dealing with emotional stuff and still not enough pitching. I don't think the White Sox are particularly legit. They're a couple of games under 500. They're maybe a year away. In the National League, same with the wild card, and we'll talk about the major divisions to start out with. Nationals, Phillies, both right there. Brewers, right there. D-backs, Padres, Cardinals, Rockies, Pittsburgh. Cincinnati's only 4.5 out. Giants are 5.5 out. Even the Mets, 10 under, is 7 out. Second half runs. I think the Mets are going to make a managerial change during the All-Star break, but we'll see. Atlanta's 6 games up, comfortable lead over the Nationals, 6.5 games up on the Phillies, and 13.5 games up on the Mets. Atlanta's a team that nobody's talking about. But they're getting in on both ends, pitching and hitting. And they've been very, very good. Very good. Cubs are the only real division where there's not any significant distance between teams. And top to bottom in the Central, Cubs are 4 games over 500 with a half-game lead over Milwaukee, who was yet to fire yet. Problem with Milwaukee is their pitching has not been as good this year as it's been in previous years. And they're actually a minus 17 in their run differential. But they're only a half game out. If they can shore up the pitching, and don't forget, trade deadline is a little bit earlier this year, and there's no waiver like last year where previous years where deals were in place. You got to make your moves by July 31st or you're done. Cardinals are 2 out. Pittsburgh's 2.5 out, sub 500. And Cincinnati's 500, and they're 4.5 out, but they're still in it. And their run differential is plus 27. Dodgers are just exploding. over in the National League. 60 wins, 60-32. They've got so many All-Stars on that roster, you can't even keep count. I think they have five in the All-Star game. Arizona's fighting for a wild card. So San Diego. They got a lot of young players on that team. If they figure it out in the second half, maybe there's something to be said. But top to bottom in that division, second place is much closer to last place than they are to first place. So as they hit the All-Star break, there are some races going on. And we'll see whether or not some of these teams are able to make moves. You're going to see the futures game. You're going to see the future game rosters, which I'm going to give to you right now. It's going to be a shorter seven-inning format. What do we got here? In the American League, Deivi García out of the Yankees, considered a double-A first-rate prospect. Brady Singer out of the Royals, triple-A. Jake Rogers in the Tiger organization. They think he'll move up to the major leagues eventually. Big-time rosters in the futures game. And then, you know, you look at it in the National League, a lot of Padres. They got a lot of young kids coming up through that farm system, and they've drafted well. Whether or not it translated into Major League remains to be seen, but that's okay. All right, let's step out. When we come back, we're going to take a trip to Casablanca, which is always pleasant, and then we'll dive into the National Basketball Association as a tidal wave happened in the association over the past week. We'll be back.
There it is! Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won the 2018 T-Mobile Home Run Derby.
This is Sports Overnight America.
You manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below the waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you purchase your parts at O'ReillyAuto.com, you can pick it up in-store when it's convenient for you. Your parts, tools, or accessories will be waiting at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. No shipping costs, easy returns, and convenient pickup. Shop O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well. And that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to newleafnaturals.com. That's NULeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code Rick. That's right, Rick. Go to NULeafNaturals.com. Promo code Rick.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $299 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles with over 40 colors to choose from. That's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $299 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Hello, Rick.
Hello, Ferrari. How's business at the Blue Parrot?
Fine, but I'd like to buy your cafe.
It's not for sale.
Haven't heard my offer.
It's not for sale at any price.
What do you want for Sam?
I don't buy or sell human beings.
Too bad, that's Casablanca's leading commodity. Refugees alone, we can make a fortune. You'd work with me through the black market.
Suppose you run your business and let me run mine.
Suppose we ask Sam. Maybe he'd like to make a change.
Suppose we do.
My dear Rick, when will you realize that in this world today, isolationism is no longer a practical policy?
Sam Ferrari wants you to work for him at the Blue Parrot.
Oh, I like it fine, yeah.
You'll double what I pay you.
Yeah, but I ain't got time to spend the money I make here.
Sorry.
Welcome back to the Attack Black Cutting You. Casablanca update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save you a hiney. 71 currently. Feels like 71. Low's going to be 66. High's going to be 75. Doesn't get any better than that. In Casablanca, Morocco, the coolest city ever. Casablanca, North Carolina, 76 for high, 73 for low. I mean, 73 currently, excuse me. High is going to be 92, 50% chance of thunderstorms. It's an indoor day because it's going to rain all day in Casablanca, North Carolina, until the 20th of December. No longer the coldest city ever.
This is outrageous. I shall report it to the Angry.
Welcome back to the Attack Black Cut of You. To the NBA, to the association. It like I said, we're going to break down a whole bunch of stuff going forward in the weeks. Talk about who won, who lost. But when you look at this offseason in the National Basketball Association, I got to tell you something. You look at what's gone on. Kevin Durant, Kyrie going to the Nets instead of the Knicks. And then Kawhi Leonard finally making his decision. It was interesting because I try to keep up with the summer league basketball just to see who's improved out of the second year guys and who doesn't look overwhelmed out of the rookies. And I was looking at Kawhi was in the process of making his decision and it ended up happening overnight. And everybody was dwelling on the fact that there were private jets going in and out of Toronto and all this kind of stuff. Well, he made his decision. It ended up not being the Lakers. He is going back home. He's going to the LA Clippers. And he made a phone call to somebody that he wanted to play along with him. Now, tampering by executives is fine. Not fine. Tampering by players is A-OK. And they make phone calls between them all the time. And Kawhi Leonard, after first reaching out to Kevin Durant, and Durant said, no, I'm a package deal and I'm going with Kyrie to the Nets. He said, cool. He ends up reaching out to Paul George, who was under contract to the Oklahoma City Thunder. And he gets him. He gets him. Oklahoma City, who's being destroyed by the luxury tax right now, ends up giving up 5 first-round picks. 3 of theirs an unprotected Heat pick and an unprotected, I'm sorry, a protected pick, 1 through 14 in 2023. Oklahoma City also got Shea Gilgeous-Alexander and Danilo Gallinari to make the money work. Now, Oklahoma City's still over the cap, but I got to tell you something. If two of those first-round picks hit, and I mean by hit being starters, Oklahoma City did a complete rebuild on the fly. Now, they're kind of stuck with Russell Westbrook, who's got 4 years left on his deal. His numbers didn't decline last year. He averaged a triple-double for the season. But he's ball dominant. And as soon as this trade went down, because Paul George's people went to Oklahoma City and Sam Presti and said, look, I'd really like to go to L.A. and play with Leonard. And it was just last year that Paul George was the free agent. Everybody thought he was going home. And he ends up signing with OKC because he liked the way the city treated him. And he became close personal friends with Russell Westbrook. But the draw of playing with Kawhi Leonard, who is the kingmaker in the National Basketball Association, with all due apologies to LeBron, the draw was just too strong. And Presti, who was in salary cap hell and was unable to add additional pieces, at least in my opinion, that were going to put them up on the same level as the Utah Jazz and the Denver Nuggets and the Portland Trail Blazers and you know, maybe during the regular season, but not necessarily in the postseason. Pulled the trigger. And I mean, oofa. They're going to have their own pick next year, and chances are pretty good they're going to miss the playoffs next year. And right now they have to figure out what's going to happen with Russell Westbrook. Now understand something. At one point in time, and Kawhi Leonard was willing to go back to Toronto, but they wanted Toronto to pull a deal for both Russell Westbrook and Paul George, which would have involved a bunch of heavy lifting, including giving up their two really good young players in OG and Pascal Siakam. And Toronto wasn't ready to do that. And they also did not have the draft picks. It was more the draft picks. They didn't have the cachet that LA had. And I mean, you know, you're talking five first-round draft picks. And Toronto just couldn't match. So that deal didn't get done. And they ended up going with Paul George, going to the Clippers, and getting back the draft picks. I mean, I look at that team with Gilgeous and Danilo Gallinari, who had a very solid year this year, and Russell Westbrook and Steven Adams. You know, they're good. I don't know that they're good enough to make the playoffs out West. And it's very tough for a 30-year-old point guard, which Russell Westbrook is, to wait. So I don't know that they're going to be able to do that. And I would imagine if there's a taker out there, and the two teams rumored are the Knicks and the Houston Rockets, I don't know. Where does he go? I mean, Chicago just drafted their point guard, and they're willing to wait because they're a young team. I guess Miami would be a possibility, but they just signed Paul George, or just traded for Paul George. And we'll see whether or not they're a viable contender. They don't have enough draft picks, Miami, because two of the draft picks involved in the trade involved Miami draft picks. But I guess in theory, they could go over the cap. It would be star power. They'd have two of the better players in the NBA down in South Beach. But it would close off any free agency moves later on because they would be dealing with cap issues themselves. It's a max deal. And it's going to be tough to move. For Toronto, losing Kawhi Leonard, of course, was a blow. But Masai Ujiri did exactly what he wanted to do. He made the bold trade. He brought back Kawhi Leonard. They got their championship. And now they have to groom their rotation towards the young players, the Van Fleets, the OGs, Siakam. And you would think Siakam's going to be the guy that they're going to try to put forward as the star. They got vets on the team, Gasol, whose contract is going to expire after next year, Kyle Lowry, whose contract is going to expire after next year, and Serge Ibaka. I still think they're a playoff team. I don't think they can get out of the East. And I think this buys them a year of figuring out whether or not Fred VanVleet can take this team over and be their point guard of the future, which is debatable. And then during the course of the year, depending on how injuries go and various different things, whether or not guys like Lowry, Ibaka, and Gasol get moved to teams that are fighting to get into the playoffs. But when you look at it, and it's funny, everybody was talking about Durant and Kyrie and all the other free agent signings and LeBron and Anthony Davis and whether or not Kawhi was going to end up going to the Lakers and make it a big three. Well, he sure shook up the world. And like I said, he is the kingmaker right now. And I'll tell you something else. You've also seen, and this is because of the money, you've also seen a big difference in who's able to do what as far as putting a quote-unquote big three together. Because the money and the cap issues are getting to the point with these max contracts where it's prohibitive to put three stars on a roster unless you already have one in place and you're willing to gut your roster. Now, Kawhi could have signed a four-year with the Lakers and it would have been a big three. And then my prediction about LeBron would have been wrong because they could have played with me and Scott in the starting five. And that five of Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis would win a title. But Kawhi took it in his own hands. You know, it's funny. Everybody makes fun of the guy because of the fact he's just quiet. He just doesn't talk. And you know what happened? You think about it. There were three teams involved in the process. You had the Lakers, you had OKC, who ended up turning the deal, and Toronto, who was looking to retain their best player. There wasn't a single peep out of any of those camps as to where it was going, what pieces were involved in the trades. There wasn't anything out of Gallinari's camp. There wasn't anything out of Alexander's camp. Nothing came out of Toronto. Nothing came out of the Clippers. And I got news for you. You look at how they handled things. This is how you want business to be done. Quietly, no social media. And I guarantee you, Kawhi Leonard said to these people, if anything leaks out, I'm changing my mind and I'll go someplace else. Everybody keep their mouth shut. It was a refreshing process. All right, we're going to step out right now. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here in the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Do not go anywhere. I will hunt you down.
Here's Leonard for three. Yes. Kawhi Leonard.
This is Sports Overnight America.
parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack, Black Cuddy. Like I said, we're going to be breaking down a lot of these teams and the directions that they've gone in over the coming weeks. But I look at it and you look at some of the winners. I like what the Jazz have done. I like what Denver has done. Obviously, the big moves involving the big names. I'm not in love with all of them. I have to be honest about it. And as we break it down, I'll be talking about it. But one thing, and I'll give a lot of credit here. The Milwaukee Bucks lost Malcolm Brogdon to Indiana. So it was an in-conference rival. But they're doing the best that they can to make their superstar happy. And at the end of the line, when Giannis Antetokounmpo ends up becoming a free agent, they're going to be able to offer him like about $30 or $40 million more than anybody else. He seems to love Milwaukee, and they keep doing smart things. They re-up Brook Lopez. They got Robin Lopez for depth. And they turned around yesterday, and they signed his brother, Thanasis, who is not really an NBA player. But they gave him a 2-year minimum deal, and he's going to be a towel waiver on the end of the bench. Maybe he progresses a little bit. We'll see. He's older than Giannis. Knicks had him at one point. He was in their G League for the Westchester Knicks. 10 points, 4.5 rebounds, and an assist and a half a game. Shot 55% from the floor, but it's all interior work. And can't really shoot the three. 28% from the three. So, again, though, you try to make your stars happy. And Milwaukee does not want to lose him down the line. So it's moves like this and keeping a contending team are the moves that are going to make their superstar happy and maybe down the line keep him in Milwaukee. All right, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more Fun and Frivolity tomorrow. For Scott Cuddy, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.